We're continuing our Dream Team interview series, and we're talking now with a member of the Perryville Pirates boys basketball team, Chase Brown, and he makes the Dream Team in boys basketball in his senior year after an incredible season. Chase, congratulations to you, first of all, and when you first found out, how did you react?
Thank you. It was just felt like a lot of hard work paying off.
Yeah, for sure. This year, it seemed to really culminate for you. A lot of experience, obviously, from playing for the Pirates the last few years. But in your senior year, what really felt different about this season than the others?
Well, my junior year, I kind of got jumped from being a sophomore and not playing a ton to my junior year, having to try and be a leader, and then having to work through that, and then playing in the summer on my travel team and getting to play against real good teams coming back my senior year and learning how to be a leader and get the teammates involved and just do more for the team is what helped change a lot, and then it got me a lot more opportunities from that.
So did you feel that junior year of, you know, taking on a little more of that workload helped you kind of improve on that in your senior year?
Oh, yeah. It was just coming straight in as expected to have a lot of workload, like you said, but not having to do that the year before. We had a real good point guard the year before, and I didn't have to do a ton, just kind of shoot. And then having to have a whole year where I had a lot of the workload, it helped a lot coming into the senior year after that.
Yeah, and you certainly put together a very nice senior season, and you're going to graduate Perryville holding a couple of records or school records in the scoring categories. First of all, you set the single season record with 597 total points scored all season long, and you also set the single game scoring record, scoring 43 in early January in a game against New Athens. How did you feel in that particular game, scoring 43?
I didn't even notice I was even, like, I felt like everything I was shooting was going in, and then at halftime we were in the locker room and somebody asked how many points I had, and I had no idea. I didn't think it was anything special, and I think I already had like 30 at half, and I was like, okay, maybe I am hitting a lot more shots than I thought, and it just felt like I couldn't miss, and my teammates were really helping me, getting me involved in everything, and they wanted me to get the record, and that was cool. That was the coolest part, was how excited all my teammates and coaches and everything were about it.
Yeah, for sure. Talking to Chase Brown of the Perryville Pirates boys basketball team, a dream team of this year for boys basketball. And, you know, on that high scoring that you had not only in that game but all season long, you know, you've kind of branded yourself into kind of a hybrid player. You know, you're a big player that can, you know, bang bodies down low and get some of those inside buckets, but you can also step out and shoot the three. How did you find your comfort level offensively this year, both down low and outside?
Well, a lot of games started off if whichever one I could do first, depending on how I was guarded. Being, like you said, being big, if I'm 6'5 and can handle a ball, if they put a big guy on me, I usually would play outside. If they put someone, a smaller guard, on me, I would go inside and then just kind of work around that and see how I could get on a rhythm from there.
Very cool. You got a chance to play with some of your opponents, and they were teammates in this sense at the JCAA and MAAA All-Star game not too long ago. What experience,
yeah,
or how was that like? Well, that was kind of a different experience for you, right?
Yeah, it was fun playing. I know pretty well all those guys from playing with them and against them for so many years that it was fun to get together with all the guys we've been competing with all so hard the last couple of years and just have one fun game with them.
Yeah, very cool. Are you planning to play basketball at the next level?
Yeah, that's the plan. Right now we're just kind of narrowing down the schools of where I would like to go.
Are you kind of trying to stay local or really branching out to anywhere?
Yeah, trying to stay more local.
Gotcha. What really sticks out as one of the favorite memories that you have of playing at Perryville in basketball over the last few years?
The friendships I've built with everybody. I'm always going to be friends with everybody on the basketball team, and we still hang out all the time. And it's just all the memories and friendships and everything that's been going on the last 4 years. It's been fun.
Very cool, Chase. Is there anybody that you want to shout out or thank for helping you get to this point?
Just my teammates and my coaches for always pushing me and wanting me to be my best, and that and practice, everybody always yelling at me and pushing me harder than I could push myself has helped me out a lot.
Awesome. Hey, Chase, thanks so much for joining us today. And again, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you.
Chase Brown of the Perryville Pirates boys basketball team, a Dream Teamer in his senior season, joining us on Regional Radio.